daughter battles grief.
Your mom passed away.
Yes.
And fights her mother's last boyfriend.
They live together as a couple.
Yeah.
The rent was paid by your mother?
Yes.
Was Mr. Loggins employed?
Every now and then.
How many years did you live rent-free in that apartment?
I wouldn't call it rent-free.
I would.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 18-year-old Chantel Savage is suing her late mother's live-in boyfriend, Cairo Loggins, for bills, damage to the home, and an assault.
Order. All rise.
This case number 228 on the calendar, the matter of Savage versus Loggins.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Ms. Savage, the defendant and your mother lived together for about 8 years. Is that right, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And they lived together in an apartment. The lease on the apartment was in your name and your mother's name, but you never lived there with them.
I did for a little while.
How short a while?
We stayed there for about 2 years. I lived there for about a year and a half.
And then they lived there by themselves?
No, I moved out in like February.
Of what year?
2013. And then she went into the hospital in May.
Listen to me. Of the 8 years that your mother and Mr. Loggins lived together, how many years did you live with them?
Oh, 7 and a half.
And so you lived as a family?
I wouldn't call it a family.
How old are you?
18.
So you were a kid?
Yes.
That's why. And when you turned 18, you moved out?
Yes.
Okay. While you were living in the house with your mom and Mr. Loggins, they lived together as a couple?
Yeah.
Your mom passed away when?
July 19th.
While she was in the hospital and until Mr. Loggins vacated the apartment and you actually moved back into the apartment, correct?
Yes.
You paid rent for the apartment because Mr. Loggins refused to pay the rent?
Yes.
And that's really what you're suing him for?
Yes. That and damages and assault.
Okay. Now, when your mother lived there as a couple with Mr. Loggins, was Mr. Loggins employed?
Every now and then.
But the rent was paid by your mother?
Yes.
From her SSI?
Yes.
What was the nature of her disability?
I'm not really for sure.
What do you mean you don't know? What was wrong with her that she was collecting disability?
She had kidney and liver problems.
And while your mother was in the hospital, how many months' rent did you pay?
She paid the rent. She paid about 3 months' rent.
While she was in the hospital?
Yes.
Is that the money you are seeking to get back from him?
Yes.
Well, you're not going to get it back.
May I help her, Your Honor?
I don't want to hear from you.
Okay. Just to define. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
You have to understand something. This is your mother's choice. That's what she did. She collected disability. She paid the rent. That's what you said. That was the arrangement she had with him.
But she was in the hospital.
Doesn't matter. That was her choice. She got disability. From the disability, she paid the rent on the apartment, which she had done for at least the 8 years that they were together, according to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not entitled to that rent.
She was on life support, Your Honor.
Listen to me. Follow what I'm saying. You may not like the answer, but that's the law. You have no right to that money. You didn't pay the rent.
After she died, Sean.
Now you can go out. Now you can go out.
Make sure you say you paid after.
That was your mother's choice. That was the working relationship that she had with her companion. She paid the rent. And I assume that the rent was continued to be paid, at least according to you, because you wanted, according to your complaint, in case your mother got better, you wanted her to have her apartment.
Yes.
Well, so paid the rent. And you paid the rent with her disability checks.
Yes.
So I paid her rent. And Bird paid her rent. Not you. We paid her rent. Now I'm going to hear about what damage you alleged that he caused to the apartment.
Okay. There was cupboard doors hanging off of the hinges. There was door handles taken off of the laundry rooms. The master bedroom was yellow from him smoking. There was...
Did you move back into the apartment?
Yes.
Are you living there now?
Yes.
This part is over. Now I'm going to hear about the assault.
after he moved out, he said that the washer was his, which was
okay,
given
to he moved out when?
August 17th or 18th.
So shortly after your mother died?
Yes.
He moved out, and he said to you, the washing machine belongs to me?
Yes.
And?
And when he came, my mom had got it given to her as a gift from my
aunt.
You
can't tell me that, because you don't know that.
So I stood in front of the washer door and refused to give it to him. So he attacked me and
how did he attack you?
He pushed me and was hitting me and my hair was pulled.
Did you call the police?
Yes.
You have a police report?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
They blacked out all the names. They said that we needed a subpoena to have them on there.
Your Honor, that's not a police report. I have the same information that she has.
Just a second. Doesn't say anything here.
Exactly.
Shh.
They said that to get any more information or have the names on there that we needed a subpoena from a lawyer.
This doesn't say anything. Doesn't say anything. Unless I'm missing it. Did you read it?
Well, it says domestic violence call. They wouldn't give us anything else.
Okay. Did you seek medical assistance?
No, I didn't need it.
Okay. Now, you have a counterclaim for the washing machine.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
How long had the washing machine been in the house?
Probably about a year or so. We were only in an apartment for about 2 years. So
in that apartment?
In that apartment, yes, correct.
Was there anything else in the apartment that you claimed belonged to you other than the washing machine?
Other than my stuff? No, ma'am.
Just the washing
machine?
Just
the washer. That's all I wanted.
Was there a dryer?
Yes, there was.
The dryer wasn't yours?
No, it wasn't.
Was there a kitchen table and chairs?
Yes.
That wasn't yours?
No, it wasn't.
That was left there, right?
Yes.
Was there a bedroom set?
Yes, that was mine.
Did you take it?
Yes, I did.
So you took the bedroom set?
Yes, I did.
When?
On the 18th, the day of the alleged assault. The cops came and he stood by because she claimed that I assaulted her when actually I was the one who was assaulted. I have my mother here as a witness. I have injuries to prove it as well. Her and her grandmother assaulted me. It's correct. She did stand in front of the door to the laundry facility. I tried to pull on the door, and when I pulled on the door, they both attacked me. My mother, who saw them attacking me, she came to my rescue because she didn't want to see me get assaulted by these two ladies.
Which two ladies?
Her grandmother was not here. Her grandmother was with her at the home that day.
Okay, but you took your bedroom set?
Yes, I did.
What else did you take from the apartment?
I took my bedroom set, my television, my PlayStation. I tried to take my dishes and stuff like that. The cops wouldn't let me take that. Basically, my clothes, stuff that we accumulated through the relationship that were clearly mine.
When did you purchase the bedroom set?
Actually, it was a gift from my mother. She purchased it around 2006.
And you knew that?
No, I knew the bedroom set was his, but I didn't know where he got it from.
But you knew it was his?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'd like to hear your story, Mr. Loggins, about where you got the washing machine from.
Well, I got the washing machine set from...
Because you have a counterclaim.
Yes, I do have a counterclaim for the washer, yes. I got the washer itself from friends. There was mutual friends of ours named... I won't give their names, but...
Just a second. So the washing machine was given to you and your girlfriend?
No, from my understanding.
I don't care what your understanding is. It was given to you by mutual friends.
Yes.
That is mutual friends of you.
Yeah, for helping to move. So it was like payment for work.
Did you declare it on your taxes?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay. Mr. Loggins, how many years did you live rent-free in that apartment?
I wouldn't call it rent-free.
I would.
No, because I paid bills. What? I paid bills there. I paid the cable bill, which was more than her rent.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
How many times did he text you?
One, ma'am.
Once! And the one text was, you better come home and get your dogs or I'm going to beat them.
To death, ma'am.
To death. You're an idiot, Mr. Hudson. Your wife won't tell you, I will tell you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Chantel Sumage says her late mother's boyfriend, Cairo Loggins, owes her bills, damage to the home, and an assault. Cairo is countersuing for the cancellation of a cell phone policy and the return of a washing machine.
I want you to forget the washing machine.
Okay.
I'm telling her to forget her rent. There are other ways to deal with the pain of loss when somebody dies other than to litigate out of anger.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother, at least for a period in her life, was satisfied and happy with Mr. Loggins. She was happier with him than without him. That was her choice. May not have been your choice. That was her choice. How she chose to assist him in supporting himself was her business. Why you're angry with him? I don't know. And actually, if he had come to the house and said, listen, all I want is my bedroom set and my PlayStation and my washing machine, I would have said, you want to know something? Take it. You lived here with my mother. I was a kid. I don't actually know how it all came about. You say it's yours. But I wouldn't go so far as to say that I think that fighting over a washing machine is appropriate behavior for two adults who were in a period of grieving and loss. So I'm certain, Mr. Loggins, that your life will move forward without the washing machine.
Yes, ma'am,
it will. It's going to have to move forward without the washing machine. And he, Ms. Sumage, doesn't owe you any money because you didn't pay any rent on the apartment.
I had to pay for the damages to the apartment.
And I don't know whether he caused them or your mother did.
No, they caused them.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy hit it right on the head. Her mother got Social Security. Her mother paid the rent.
I don't agree with it at all. I believe he owes every single penny.
Me and her mother had an agreement that I paid certain bills, and her mother paid the rent.
That was paid for while he was in the house by himself.
Her sister, her boyfriend, her mom, everybody moved in the day my girlfriend died.
For damages and all.
But you want me to pay for damages that you caused? Nah, I don't think so.
Never talk to him again. That's it.
Well, hopefully I'm gonna go home and, you know, just pick up my life, pick up the pieces where I left off and keep on moving.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jones versus Hudson. Step forward.
Betty Jones is suing her daughter, Shannon Hudson, and her husband, Aaron, for the return of belongings and harassment.
Miss Jones, this is your daughter and your son-in-law.
Yes.
According to what I've read, you moved into their home at their request.
Yes.
Your daughter was going back to work. She has two small children. You were going to take care of the children when she went back to work. You were going to rent the basement of the apartment. You paid $400 a month rent.
Yes.
And you have two dogs.
Yes. They are service animals.
Just for my own interest, what's the nature of their service to you?
I have a disability that I have trouble with my legs of tripping and falling down. And I do have, when I'm really stressed, I can have seizures.
And with all that, you were going to take care of two small children,
yes.
And you lived in the basement.
Yes.
Is there an elevator to the basement?
No, but there's access to go outside from the basement.
Just curious. Anyway, you got into a brouhaha with your son-in-law over a couple of things. You were visiting a boyfriend. He doesn't have stairs, does he?
No.
You were visiting a boyfriend that you have that your daughter and son-in-law don't like. And while you were visiting this boyfriend that they don't like for one reason or another, there was a storm and your dogs were barking. So, Mr. Hudson, you called her when the dogs were barking?
No, I texted her.
You texted her. And what did you tell her in the text? Look at me. Don't look down. Look over here.
I told her that if she didn't come and shut the dogs up, I was going to beat them.
No, no. Louder, so I can hear you.
I said if she didn't show up and shut the dogs up, I was going to beat them.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I asked her, I said, do you really think that he would hurt the girls?
It was a stupid thing to say.
It was.
Don't make excuses for a man's stupidity. You'd be making excuses constantly.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Betty Jones claims her daughter, Shannon Hudson, and her husband, Aaron, won't return her property. The couple claims Betty already picked up the items in question.
Let me go back for a second, Mr. Hudson. Had you told your mother-in-law that the dogs were barking prior to sending that nasty text?
Yes.
How did you tell her?
I texted her.
And what did you say to her when you texted her the first time?
I don't recall.
So how many times did you text her, Mr. Hudson? She would have it on her phone. So I want you to think about it. How many times did you text her?
I don't recall. It was
how many times did he text you?
One, ma'am.
Once! That's what I thought. And the one text was, you better come home and get your dogs or I'm going to beat them.
To death, ma'am.
To death. You have the text?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it. You're an idiot, Mr. Hudson. Your wife won't tell you. I will tell you.
Right there, sir.
Oh, it's even better, actually. Did you see what your husband sent to your mother?
I did.
Well, you'd better get back here and shut up your blank dogs, because if they keep blank howling while I'm sleeping, I'm going to beat them to death. She says right away, as soon as she reads it, I'm on my way, getting dressed right now. Don't touch my dogs. Now, what did you say to your husband, Miss Hudson, when he sent that disrespectful memo to your mother?
I was at work, Your Honor. I was at work. When I got off of work, I had a text on my telephone.
Uncross your arms.
I had a text on my telephone from Aaron to my mother, and then she had asked me, why is he saying this to me? I said, I don't know. You guys are an adult. I don't know really what to say. I said, are you going to come get the dogs? And she said, yes, I'm on my way. And I said, okay. I said, I'm on my way there. I'll figure out what's going on. When I got there, me and my husband got into an argument because I told him that he was childish for sending the text. It shouldn't have been that way.
Good girl.
And when she got back there, I told her the same thing. I said,
why was she childish?
Instead of involving me between the two of them, which is what they both like to do, and handling it as adults to each other, they will pull me into the middle of something like that when I had no idea what was going on.
You know what was going on? He was acting childish.
Yes,
and disrespectful. And I don't know whether if somebody sent me that kind of a nasty text, whether I would want to go back and retrieve my dogs alone instead of calling the police and saying, could you please escort me there? She called you and said, would you please come home, because you can maybe act as a mediator.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with that. She acted actually appropriately.
And we all did have a conversation once everything had calmed down.
Did he apologize to your mother?
He did apologize, and she was asked, I asked her, I said, do you really think that he would hurt the girls?
It was a stupid thing to say.
It was.
Don't make excuses for a man's stupidity. You'd be making excuses constantly.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Without getting into all of the other brouhaha that took place between you and Aaron over here, you say that there is some property that belongs to you that is in their home. You're no longer living there.
No, I'm not, as of June 6th.
What property of yours is still in the house?
An antique table.
A table?
Yes, a solid oak.
And what did you use it for in your apartment?
It was my dining room table. It is a dining room table.
Where is the table?
I do not have the table, Your Honor.
That's not what I asked you. I said, where is it?
It was in her things in the garage when she came to retrieve all of her belongings.
So is what you're telling me, it was in the garage?
Yes.
Who put it in the garage?
Me and my husband.
The two of you?
We were told by the police to remove all of her things from the house to try and keep it to where when she came to get her belongings, we were able to open the door to the garage and there would not be any more issues between the three of us. So we had removed everything. I had told her that if she wanted to bring an officer to the house, that I would be more than happy to let her come in. After we had went to court, the judge suggested that we set up a date to be able to get her to be able to get her things, even though we had tried on several other occasions to allow her to do that. We set it up for July 7th, I believe, and her and Brian came and I helped her load the things.
Did you help her load a dining room table?
I did.
Okay, fine. What's next?
From babysitting the children from May 6th.
Forget it. Forget it. Keep going. Next.
The money for the parts, the materials I bought to build the room in their basement for myself.
Forget it. What else?
That's it, Your Honor.
Goodbye, Miss Jones. Your son-in-law acted disrespectfully to you, but that doesn't mean...
But she also told the sheriff he could not come in to identify my table, which was in her house, which she admitted to the sheriff was in her house.
Goodbye, Miss Jones.
If I excuse you, may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The police showed up and they told Betty she had to leave.
They said that because I rent the basement and he was upstairs, there was nothing they could do.
And they told us that we should handle this in the civil court.
Because he threatened to kill my dogs.
I don't hate dogs. I have two dogs at home.
Because my daughter and my son-in-law are...
I'm just glad that it's over. I'm tired of playing the games with her.
What they've always been. Everything's for them.
I think it's about time that it's come to an end.
That's it. End of story.
It's been a very, very rocky relationship.
I think that relationship is up to her.
And this was the end for me.